There's a famous verse which goes, "Twixt the optimist and the pessimist, the difference is droll. The optimist sees the donut, the pessimist sees the hole." And that verse expresses two fundamentally different attitudes to life. Some people spend huge amounts of time focusing on what they don't have. They live with a scarcity mindset, where they feel there's not enough to go around, not enough money, not enough jobs, not enough chances for love, success, and happiness. They might even begrudge the successes of their friends or colleagues because they feel that it just means there's now even less chance for them to succeed. In essence, they spend their time endlessly worrying about the hole in the middle of their donut. And here's the thing. Even if a person with that kind of attitude gets the promotion they've always longed for, or the house they've always wanted, or the life partner they've always dreamed of, they might be happy for a short while, but before long, they'll very probably start seeing the hole in their donut again. They'll start comparing their new job to other people's. They'll start seeing ways that their house or their new relationship isn't quite as perfect as it should be. And they'll begin worrying that they still don't have enough. Because they're still living with a scarcity mindset. In fact, I've been astonished at the number of people. People have made their fortune and achieved all the financial and personal goals they had set for themselves, who've told me that they still felt they didn't have enough, and that they felt insecure and envious of their peers. Their core attitude of scarcity was stealing away their ability to be happy and fulfilled, no matter how much they achieved in their life. But other people have learned a different approach to life. They live with a mindset of abundance, where they see what they do have in life. They see the donut, not the hole. They appreciate all the happiness, security, success, friendships, love, and opportunities they already have. And when you develop the habit of appreciating what you do have in your life, something interesting happens. You start to properly acknowledge your own talents, your own abilities, your own capabilities, and your own achievements more, which makes you feel more confident in yourself. This, in turn, makes you more willing to take on challenges, to creatively stretch yourself, and you soon find that you're achieving much more in your life because you're really believing in yourself. Having an abundance mentality can also make your relationships with others healthier and more robust, because when you appreciate the good qualities in other people, you tend to bring out the best in them. For example, if you keep noticing what's really beautiful and attractive about the person you're in a romantic relationship with, over time, they'll pick up on how positively you see them, which will tend to make them feel more attractive and confident in themselves. And when someone feels more confident about being lovable and attractive, it helps them to really bloom and shine as a human being, which will in turn make them even more beautiful and attractive to you. The hypnotic part of this session is going to train your mind to see the good qualities in yourself and others, to appreciate the many different resources that you already have in your life, and to see all the opportunities that abound in the world around you. The more you listen to this session, the more you're going to develop a robust, positive mindset of abundance, so that you can approach life with a deep sense of passion, fulfillment, and optimism. Now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can just close those eyes if you haven't yet. And just give yourself some time right now to settle down. Just take a very slow, deep breath and allow that body and that mind to begin to shift gears into a more inwardly focused state. That's it. As you notice which of those hands feels most relaxed, notice which of those feet feels most relaxed. Notice the temperature of the air against that face, and notice the rise and fall of the chest and stomach as you breathe in and out, as you allow that body to be supported by whatever it is you're resting on, and let whatever it is you're resting on completely take your weight. That's it. As those lungs take in the good nourishing, revitalizing air around you, oxygenating that body, as you allow the muscles to sink and to rest and let go more and more with each out-breath. And right now, you can begin to float deeper and deeper and further back towards a wonderful time in your life, a situation where you felt really fulfilled, where there was a deep sense of well-being, a warm, positive, deeply enjoyable sense of being really content. And the essence of fulfillment for you might mean that wonderful vacation or holiday you took some years ago. It might mean being by the ocean, listening to the waves break on the shore. It might mean gazing up at the stars that one night, years ago, without a care in the world. Taking in the vastness of the night sky. It might mean an evening with someone special, looking into their eyes and smiling with warmth and love. It might mean doing an activity you really love to do, something that creatively stretches you. And you can just be very curious now about which memory is coming to mind now. And you can just see a younger you there for a moment, in that really fulfilling memory from back then. See the expression on your face. Notice the look in your eyes. The vitality, radiance, happiness. In one of those peak moments of your life. And you can just float right inside that younger you now and immerse yourself in this experience. Once again, seeing from your own eyes, reliving this really positive time in your life. Hearing any sounds around you. Smelling the air. As you feel this deep sense of fulfillment and contentment. This really good feeling spreading all the way through that body. That's it. And the colors can become brighter and more vivid as the feelings become even stronger, as you really drink in this whole experience and allow yourself to absorb this way of being deeply and fully now. And as you relax deeper and deeper still, this sense of well-being deepens as well. The deeper you relax, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you relax. That's it. Facial muscles softening, shoulders loosening, breathing a deep sigh of contentment and release as you let go all the way down into comfort and rest now. And from this calm, centered, inwardly absorbed state, your mind can wonder and wander freely in the most optimistic, positive, hopeful ways about what you most want to be experiencing in your future, a future of abundance you truly want to be living. And you can notice dreamlike images, some of them particularly vivid and bright, of a very positive future where all your different needs are being met, abundantly met. Seeing your finances growing, your financial security becoming solidly established, your needs for intimacy, for love and connection being completely met, your need to contribute to the lives of others being met in all kinds of different ways, so that you know you're making a difference, so that you know you're doing something really fulfilling with your life, that you're being creatively stretched. Living in a way you can feel proud about. Noticing how your real fundamental needs, like your need for deep, restful sleep, your need for good, healthy nutrition, your need for clean, revitalizing air that you can breathe in deeply, your need for sufficient sunlight, for appropriate physical exercise, your needs for excitement, for laughter, for humor, for fun, along with your need for safety and comfort and rest, all being met. And you might experience some of this as if you're here in this future, living the reality of this now in your mind. And you might experience some of this as if you're watching a future you and seeing the fulfillment and radiant abundance shining in the eyes of this future you. And as you allow yourself to deeply and fully experience all of this, right here, right now, you can notice, what does having all of this get for you? What does it allow you to feel when you have all this future abundance? Does it allow you to experience a deep sense of safety and joy, of freedom? Does it give you the ability to finally just be you? To rest with a deep sense of bliss and happiness that you can be who you are now that all your needs are met? Really get a sense of all the positive feelings that living this abundant future allows you to experience. That's it. And you can really absorb these positive emotions. Allow yourself to bathe in this future abundance now. And then you can just begin to notice the many, many examples of abundance in your life that are already here in your present. Notice what's already here in your life in the present that nourishes you. Notice the way the air around you is nourishing you even now. How it keeps you alive, just as it has all through your life. Notice the way the cells of your body are nourished by the food you eat. Notice the way whatever you're resting on supports you, how you're firmly supported by the ground below you. Notice the things in your present life that creatively challenge you, that engage you, that give you a deep sense of fulfillment. That's it. And you can also notice that there are particular positive, encouraging people who are there for you in your life. Maybe people from your past, people whose memory you carry with you always. Maybe people here with you in the present. Perhaps people who are there for you in your future. And your friendships and relationships with people who you really connect with nourish a very deep part of you, and you can really digest and absorb the many ways life already nourishes you now. And as you really notice the good in the present more and more, day by day, a deep part of your mind is beginning to properly digest the way that your different needs are being met, even now. As you really see the good in this beautiful world around you, as you really see the good in the people you love and care for, as you really see the good in yourself, that's it. Because you have many more strengths and abilities than you might consciously be aware of. And you've learned so many things in your life. You've overcome obstacles. You've achieved certain things you can and should be proud of. And there's tremendous potential within you, talents and abilities, that you can really take the time to acknowledge and deeply connect with right now. And this growing confidence in yourself, this clarity that allows you to really notice your own strengths, can allow you to really see the good in other people and to notice the opportunities, the abundance in the world around you, the new life coming into being. In every corner of the planet, seeds becoming saplings, saplings becoming trees, bearing new fruit on this living planet, brimming with life and growth and opportunity. That's it. And right now, it's time to do something new. It's time to let go of any fixed images of your future for now. And just allow this feeling of abundance and possibility to open something new inside you. An openness to adventure, an openness to life. A tightly shut fist that now unfurls inside into a hand that's open to receive all this abundance around you. As you get a sense of having a real adventure over this coming year, right now, in your mind. That's it. Walking a new path, lush, vibrant, filled with abundant possibility. And some of this path may be familiar, and some of it may be thrillingly different, and maybe it'll all be easier than you imagine. Maybe there will be obstacles to overcome. Maybe there will be wonderful surprises along the way. And you can just get the sense of looking back right now from a whole year in the future. Looking back at 12 months, brimming with growing abundance, adventure, and surprises. And just take this time to think back to one of the very first steps you took, right after the time you were listening to this session. One specific positive step you took. That was the first step in the beginning of your adventure. That's it. And you can bring all of this abundance right back with you into the present now and integrate all of this into the deepest parts of your being. That's it. As you get the sense of that next step right there in front of you, feeling a tingling determination and excitement building within you, that it's time to begin your new adventure into abundance now. And you can listen to this session often and strengthen this deeply positive sense of all the abundance around you and within you. And each time that you do, and for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed. That's it. And prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling. That's it. By noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. And then whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes.